Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 678, and it is your review of Them. As always, this is Nerd Chicano here to host the show. I'm your wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoder.
What's up, sir, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Friday night where the time is right. I just got off work.
Wait, Friday? What the hell, Brad? It's a Friday, but you got off work on Friday?
Yes. Do you want to guess the reason why, Raul?
Sure, what happened, Brad?
So today is Mexican Mother's Day.
That's right.
No, it is Mexican Mother's Day. And many of my employees and many of my coworkers, guess what they are? They are Mexican mothers.
Oh no.
So therefore, me and another one of the managers sat in today and basically waited for phone calls and people to come to the front desk and ask us questions. And that didn't happen today because guess what day it is?
Mexican Mother's Day.
Mexican Mother's Day. So guess what everybody is doing today?
They're out with their Mexican moms.
It was literally dead in the office today. I could have probably not been there, but you know, we appreciate our employees, our coworkers, and especially our Mexican mothers. So,
yeah. Hey, fuck it, Brad. You know, that's what you got going on, bro. You know,
it is what it is. And anyways, I put in for Monday off, so whatever.
I was like, so I'm taking Monday off.
I'm taking Monday off. Like, you make me work Friday, I'm going to take Monday off.
Yeah. Well,
But there was somebody else who was supposed to come in, but they called in sick, and we're like, you were supposed to answer the phones.
Fuck you, you fucker.
It's like, fine. Fuck. It was just a very long, tedious day, is what it ended up being.
It's all good. You know, it happens, man. It's just, you know,
what's it called? I did get some shit done and other stuff. I was like, meh.
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday problem.
That sounds like a Tuesday problem. Yeah. Sounds like a Tuesday problem, Brad.
Sounds like a Tuesday problem.
Well, other than that, like, what have you been up to? You caught up on anything, Brad?
I have been watching, I think I'm on... I've watched 3 episodes X-Men 97, so I am on episode 4.
Oh, right. We're on the same thing as well.
Okay.
We're on the same episode.
Yep. So I've been walking on the treadmill watching that because that actually has been kind of helpful.
Yeah. So. Well, I timed this review so well, Brad, because next week is the finale.
Oh, well, that works because we should. Like, how many episodes is there?
It's 10. It's going to be 10.
Oh, yeah. So what's it called?
It's a three-part finale. So what's it called? They've broken it up into 3 parts. We're on part two this week.
Is this a series finale or the season finale? No one knows.
I don't know.
I am not well-versed in the ways of the X-Men. Like, I know the characters and I know some of the stories. I do not know in particular this story. But
well,
so far, and
continuation of the 90s series, apparently.
I don't remember the 90s series. It was the fucking 90s. It's like 30 years ago. For millennials are going, what? 30 years ago? Yes, 30 years ago. So I don't fucking remember. I barely remember last Tuesday. In fact, I don't even remember last Tuesday, probably. I think I told you last week, I'd started the first episode and hadn't got quite through it because I was just having a hard time concentrating.
Yeah.
Well, this time, I mean, I got through the first 2 episodes really good and it like hooked me. And then that third episode, and just the fact that there's stuff going on in this show that I didn't know about. I didn't know this was a story. Like, I didn't know, like, I can't go into spoiler territory, but I did not like know the leader that was going to end up by episode 4 and that whole thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I'm like really hooked into. And I was like, okay, this is really interesting stuff. Of course, Stacy's joining us. X-Men 97. Great stuff. Especially if you grew up with the original or even read the comics. Yep.
And I mean, I'm enjoying what they're doing with these characters that I've known and loved in the past. So like Gambit and Jubilee are getting good screen time in there. Storm. I mean, you just got a lot of great characters. Cyclops is still kind of a little whiny bitch, but that's always been Cyclops' character.
I want a bam acrylic right there. Yeah, but I do like I'm liking the show so far. So I've been watching that. I watched all of the 6-episode miniseries of Knuckles. It's fine. It was funny. Yeah.
Are they gonna have a miniseries of Shadow?
I hope. I think that'd be better. What's it called? I watched a couple of physical copies I needed to watch.
Yeah, were there corn dogs?
Corn dogs and what? In
not Knuckles? Corn dogs. Were there chili dogs? Sorry, chili dogs.
In Knuckles?
Yeah.
No. What the fuck? Yeah, I know.
How are you not having chili dogs?
Because he's barely learning about human food in this one, bro.
Well, he need to be eating some goddamn chili dogs.
Yeah, he was like, I only eat grapes and Cool Ranch Doritos. But then they introduce him to everything else.
That sounds like Eric's diet, except it's beer and Cool Ranch Doritos.
Micheladas and Cool Ranch Doritos, bro. Yeah. Fucking shit, man. Yeah.
That's what you end up if you could fucking eat that.
Yeah. But yeah, I watched that. I watched some physical copies. I went to the movies to watch the vampire film Abigail, and then on Sunday I'm gonna go watch
Is that the one with the little girl and they lock her up in a house and she's like, "You're locked up in here with me."
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That looks hard. I'm sorry,
Brad. It's actually pretty. It was the same people who did Ready or Not. It was actually pretty fun.
That trailer just looked stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We got issues with people not being able to make a trailer. Mostly yeah. Disney.
Yeah. But I got to say, I liked the movie. That was pretty fun. Or at least advertise Chili Dogs. Sonic got to pay up for that time. Yeah.
Yeah, Sonic, yeah. We'll take your money. Sega, money. We'll advertise Chili Dogs.
I know. He's supposed to be eating Chili Dogs, but what's it called? In this one, he's like, in Sonic the Hedgehog 2, he barely arrives to Earth. And he doesn't know jack shit.
Stacy's lucky he paid his monthly Patreon, so he doesn't get ads. Otherwise, he'd be seeing a SeatGeek ad right now, or he could be eating a chili dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
SeatGeek.com/TheNerdCore.
Yeah, and that reminds me to tell you that we're live and early on Patreon.com/TheNerdCore.
I don't even know if it's SeatGeek.com/TheNerdCore. I just know use the code TheNerdCore.
TheNerdCore on SeatGeek.com. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I went to go see Abigail. That was actually pretty good. It was a lot of fun. It's just like pretty much the same vibe as Ready or Not, man. Just
Ready or Not is good.
Gory fun. Yeah. It's just gory fun. Yeah. And of course I watched this film today. But yeah, I'm at episode 4 of X-Men 97. That's actually what I'm planning to watch after I'm done here.
Yeah, planning on treadmill watching at least another episode.
Yeah, Brad. Fucking it's good, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking good. So I can't wait for our review. Yeah, but Brad, we're gonna be talking about the U.S.'s version of Godzilla today, as we talk about
that might be a bit of a stretch.
But it's like what's it called?
The radiation. Sure, but we're not talking about like.
But yeah, like as but like I guess this is their version of like. Godzilla.
I mean, they ain't shooting rays out of the face.
No, they're just making really annoying noises.
It's like. Yeah, it's like, who got the air out of a balloon? What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. All right, Brad. With that said, guys, what did Stacy have to say before we get into this? Might forego the treble for the next couple of episodes. Then, oh man, Stacy, I'm still hoping that you can help me out, man. Tuesday is the release of that Steelbook for Doom Part 2. Help me out, man.
June part. Yeah, because Amazon's sold out twice now.
Yeah. They actually re-released a what's it called, Steelbook for the first one. It's really fucking cool. And Alex sent me a picture and he was like, "Hey, you need this?" I'm like, "No, I have part one. I need part two." Yeah. Meanwhile, he already got his copy like yesterday.
Well, tell Alex the true friend would have given you the copy.
Yeah. Shut up, Brett. I was hoping that he was going to have like two copies. Like some people on Reddit were like, "Yeah, I accidentally got a second copy." And I'd be like, two. "Damn." Yeah. But with that said, Brad, let's go ahead and get into this and talk about some big fucking ants.
Big ol' ants.
Today's episode of the Nerdcore is brought to you by SeatGeek. Whether you want to see your favorite band, sports team, or comedian, SeatGeek has you covered. We're proud to be partnering with SeatGeek to offer you $10 off your first order with code THENERDCORE. That's $10 off your first order at SeatGeek.com with code THENERDCORPS. So take a seat at your next live event with SeatGeek. Thank you. Now let's get back to today's video. Damn! That's my best to make it sound with the exclamation point. Is a 1954 American black and white science fiction monster film from Warner Brothers Pictures, produced by David Weisbar and directed by Gordon Douglas, and starring James Whitmore, Edmund Gwenn, Joanne Weldon, and James Arness. The film is based on an original story treatment by George Wharton Yates, which was then developed into a screenplay by Ted Sherman and an adaptation by Russell Hughes. Damn is one of the first 1950s nuclear monster films and the first big bug feature film to use insects as the monster. A nest of gigantic irradiated ants is discovered in New Mexico desert. They quickly become a national threat when it is discovered that two young queen ants and their consorts have escaped to establish new nests. The national search that follows finally culminates in a battle with them in the concrete spillways and storm drain system of Los Angeles. Cinematography is done by Sidney Hickox, edited by Thomas Riley. Music is done by Bronislaw Kaper, and it sits at an hour and 34 minutes, and it made $2.2 million in rentals. Damn.
Okay.
What other big bug movies are there?
Then there's probably a few. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. There's a big bug in there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Brad, I wanted to watch this one because it was sitting on my ex professor's shelf for a while, and he was like, "Yeah, it's a pretty smart movie. It's like it's about like what's it called radiated ants. It's like a really interesting movie." And he goes, "I'm like, all right, I'll see what's up here." And I have to say, I think the movie's good. Do I think that it's as socially conscious as something like Godzilla? No, not at all. But I really like the design of the ants. I think the fights are pretty, like the actual battle with them was actually pretty well edited. And I think it was pretty good. The human aspect, like it's your run of the mill, like what's it called? Government agencies trying to do something about this, but they ultimately can't do shit about it, which I think a movie like Shin Godzilla does better than this. But overall, I like this movie. I think it's good. Brad, what are your initial thoughts on Them?
I think Them was entertaining for sure. I had a fun time watching this movie. Do I think it's socially conscious as Godzilla? No.
No.
I mean, because they don't even really go in like they go into the bits of it of like, we shouldn't have done this probably. But like you said, I like the look of the ants. I even like the actors in this. I think the actors are pretty freaking good. Also freaking flamethrowers. So, I mean, if there's a flamethrower in the movie, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, just saying. Yeah, I mean, the black and white, it's a black and white, science fiction, monster, kaiju, kind of American version of the kaiju mixed together. And that's kind of the story. And it's basically like, and, you know, some of my favorite parts aren't even where the ants are in it. Some of my favorite parts are where they're just going to question people and they're like, what did you see? And the drunk guy's like, I saw an ant in an airplane.
Yeah.
I saw a UFO with wings.
I gotta say, I really love the mention of Brownsville, Texas in this film.
Twice.
Yeah. They actually go to Brownsville.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's Brownsville that they shot in. But it's probably just not cool to see it being mentioned. Damn, or as Fox News would say, an invasion of pronoun changing insects.
Yeah. But I also like how they left it open ended. Like this might not be it. Because we've dropped nuclear bombs everywhere. So there could be different kinds of giant mutated bugs. Who knows where? It's like they were planning for a sequel, I think. Them two, or them, or some of them.
Some of them, bro. That would be a great, what's it called, name. The main actor was actually in a, what's it called, one of Bergman's movies, right?
Was that the FBI agent, James Arness?
Yeah, and he was in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, he was Gunsmoke for 20 years.
yeah. But I have to say, man, like I like this movie. I think that what's it called? The guy who was like really mad, they're like, okay, like I thought that was funny. The guy who's like, okay, you have to speak over, you have to say over. He goes, why? He goes, just have to do it. Okay, over. He goes, they respond back, oh, and he goes, it's like, you forgot to say over. What do you mean? Like, what's it called? Does it matter? It's like, yeah, you had to say it. It's like, why you had to say it? I don't know.
Just have to say over so we know it's over.
Yeah.
The talk has stopped and I can speak. That's just how it's done.
That guy throughout the whole movie was just like really fucking like, oh my God. Like, this guy needs to get eaten by an ant one of these already, okay?
But, I mean, but it was just amazing how much destruction ants can cause when left to their own devices and when they're as big as a VW bus.
Yeah. Also, I did like the title drop in this one with the little girl going, damn, damn,
damn, damn. Yeah. And did you notice that that man went over there, psychologically ruined this little girl to get information, and then just walked out.
Just walked out.
I was like, well, that's not getting much there.
Yeah.
Whatever that's the fuck that means.
Oh, my God.
I'll go check on the dead guy.
Yeah. I'll check on the dead guy. But like I said, man, I think it's a damn good movie. I was entertained by it. I was entertained.
It was entertaining. It was not like when you told me about this movie, here was my thought. I was like, oh God, this is going to be one of those crappy fucking B movies from back in the day. And I'm going to have to sit through and just be completely bored with and just wonder why the fuck they spent money on this or how much money they spent on this. And I was pleasantly surprised because I think the pacing was good in this. I liked the overall look, the feel. The story's, you know, a little shallow, but hey, it's big ant kaiju movie, so fuck it. I like the cast. I like the dialogue for most of the part, and definitely the flamethrowers. Flamethrowers gets an automatic point right there.
Yeah, damn cool flamethrowers. It here says the stridulations, the sounds as the giant ants emit on the soundtrack, were the calls of bird voiced tree frogs mixed together with the calls of a wood thrush, hooded warbler, and red bellied woodpecker.
I really don't think ants would have a sound because use their antennae.
Yeah. Yeah. But those were some really like, okay. When I first heard it, I was like, okay, this is like kind of a scary sound. If I were just around the corner and I heard this thing, like I'd be really fucking scared.
Oh yeah.
After the third time hearing it, I was like, I'm getting fucking annoyed about this.
I want to shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
Or light them on fire. As a
Mystery Science Theater 3000 fan, we got our fair share of bad big bug flicks. Thankfully, with the addition of humor to endure them.
Yes. Yeah. Stacy is not wrong there.
Yeah.
There are quite a few. Yeah. There's, and this is not one. This is actually a good big bug flick.
Yeah, it's a good big bug flick. Like I said, I think the most impressive part of this movie to me is the design of the what's it called? The ants. I think that was cool. And I love the way that they incorporated that. And I really like the way they're like, hey, like, what's it called? It doesn't matter. What's it called? That we kill all the guy ants. Like the queens are the ones who are making like thousands and thousands of babies. Like they could reproduce so many of these. It's like, we need to find the queens and kill the queens instead. Pretty sure the red belly woodpecker was getting is in court this week.
That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say about it. I could say more, but
yeah. Oh my God. And there's apparently a remake of this movie, Brad, which I've never seen this movie.
It's not the other one called Them, though.
Yeah.
That's a different movie.
Yeah. Michael Giacchino is supposed to be making a remake of this movie, but yeah.
Is it 5,000 Ants Under the Sea?
I don't know, Brad.
I just like how they just went like, they must have gone like, oh, these ants, they've killed everything, but these children have somehow survived. Because you know they can't show dead kids on screen. That's why the little girl survived, the other two kids survived. But you know, in real life, those kids would have been eaten and just rib cages. Oh, that one shot of the ant holding the rib cage up, of the cow-like rib cage, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, when did the Hays Code end?
The who?
1968. So yeah, this was during the time of the Hays Code, which is like pre-rating systems, Brad. Yeah, this was like, you know, they had a specific rules of what you couldn't and could show on films.
So I'm guessing no dead kids.
That's probably what it, well, let me see. And I mean, this
It's kind of like Fallout 3 where you can't kill the kids in the game.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try. There's probably a mod for that by now, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's a mod for everything now, right, Brad?
Yeah. Thomas the train engine and everything.
Yeah. The don'ts were pointed profanity by either title or lip that includes words God, Lord, Jesus Christ, unless they be used relevantly in connection with proper religious ceremonies, hell, son of a bitch, damn, God, Goud, and damn. Any other profane and vulgar expression, however it may be spelled, any licentious or suggestive nudity, the illegal traffic in drugs, any interference on sex perversion, white slavery, misgender. What the fuck does this mean? Oh, interracial marriage. Yeah, interracial marriage. Sex hygiene and venereal diseases. Scenes of actual childbirth or in fact or in silhouette. Children's sex organs. Ridicule of the clergy. Willful offense to any nation, race.
Whoa. We cannot ridicule the clergy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Murkowski would have something to say about that.
These were some that you had to be careful with. The use of the flag, international relations, religion and religious ceremonies, arson, the use of firearms, theft, robbery, self-cracking, and dynamiting of trains, mines, building, etc.
Yeah, this was back in the day when if you got labeled communist, that was it for you.
Yeah. Brutality, impossible gruesomeness, technique of committing murder by whatever method, methods of smuggling, third-degree methods, actual hangings or electrocutions as legal punishment for crime, sympathy for criminals, attitude towards public characters and institutions. Sedition, animal cruelty to children, apparent cruelty to children or animals, branding of people or animals, the sales of women or a woman selling her virtue, rape or attempted rape, first night scenes. First night? What the fuck does that mean? Like a one night stand? Oh, consummation of marriage. Okay. Mm. Man and woman in bed together, deliberate seduction of girls, the institution of marriage, surgical operations, the use of drugs, titles or scenes having to do with law enforcement or law enforcing officers.
Damn, these are some boring films then.
Yeah, excessive or lustful kissing, particularly when one character or the other is a heavy, which is, what's it called? Cruelly malicious person who is involved in or devoted to wickedness or crime, scoundrel.
So a dom.
So a bad guy. Yeah. But like, so this is before this is during the Hays Code. So it's like, oh, okay. I'm like, you know, there's still a lot of stuff in here where it's like, okay, I'm really... really interesting how we got away with some of this stuff, but also you're like, yeah, there's a reason why kids aren't dying in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, Brad, the Hays Code is really interesting. It's a lot of stuff. There's like, hope you like films about grass growing. Oh my God. Yeah.
I just like how they had interracial marriage or interracial dating on there too. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, Brad.
Like, people were really up in arms back in the day about a stupid shit, huh?
Yeah, man. The shit, but you see how they didn't put, you know, they had to say only white slavery can be
Slave.
But, like, you know, for an old Hollywood film, like I said, this caught my attention pretty well, and I actually really did enjoy this movie.
Are you talking about them?
Them, yes.
Them?
Them, yeah.
I mean, I might have worked on the title a little bit. You could have come up with probably something a little better.
Yeah.
Than them.
Yeah. But pretty damn good movie. And also, like I said, for like old school sci-fi, I thought it was pretty damn good.
So is it as good as Godzilla?
No.
Nah. Not the original. No.
My final verdict is around like a 7.5. I'd say a 7.5 is pretty decent for this. I think it was pretty good. Nothing too amazing. Nothing that I could say was like really groundbreaking for me, but I really did enjoy it and I thought it had some really interesting stuff in there.
I'm going to come up a little above that because, you know, I found it fairly entertaining and I think this is easily rewatchable.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
All right, man. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at Whitmore, bro. Like, Whitmore was in a lot of shit, bro. Like, The Shawshank Redemption, Planet of the Apes, The Asphalt Jungle with Marilyn Monroe, fucking them, of course, Oklahoma, Tora, Tora, Tora.
Sorry.
It's a lot of shit, man.
Hell, Harry.
Yeah, man, this guy was a lot of shit, man. Wow. This guy was getting work.
Yep. No, this movie had a pretty big named cast. Who's this Joan Weldon?
And then one of this, James Arness was in the thing from Another World. Yeah, it looks like a lot of these were like pretty, what's it called, big sci-fi actors in this time of Hollywood.
Oh, she was in Perry Mason.
Yeah, nothing else. A lot of westerns, as I can tell, this lady. Yeah, but what do you say? What did Stacey say here? Hope you like. Okay, yeah. Pretty sure. What's it called? But okay, all right. With that said, that concludes our review of Damn. Yeah, we're a little bit late on this review, y'all. But I hadn't finished it yesterday, and I was watching Abigail, and I had like literally less than like halfway through. So I was like, I got home, and by like 9:30, I was like 40 minutes left in the movie, and I was like, we can't do this right now.
I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah. But the good thing is that Rag didn't get dragged to somewhere today. So,
nope.
Only had to work.
Nope. Only had to spend my whole day at my desk.
Hey, Brad, who told you to live in the Southwest, huh? Who told you to live in the old Mexican territories, huh?
I honestly prefer it here. I'm just
saying. Yeah, Brad, what am I talking about? At this point, we're such a massive, what's it called, population in the United States. Even if you work somewhere else, I'm pretty sure you would be running into this problem, too.
Hey, that's fine. Like, that's the least of my worries because I know wherever I go, I'll be able to find good food.
That's all we're good for, the bread.
Hey, that's one of the things y'all are good for.
Yeah. As always, you can check out our website, thenerdcore.com. Twitter's at @thenerdcore_. Instagram is at @thenerdcore. Threads is the same handle as well. On TikTok, at @thenerdcore. We're on Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. The $1 tier, you get this episode live and ad free. For anybody else gets to watch it on Saturdays at 12 p.m. Central Time. As always, you can also check us out on our Discord. The link to join is in the description below. Talk to us about movies and talk to us about all of the stuff that you guys are enjoying in the movies and stuff like that. And, of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure that you leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and click that notification bell so you don't miss another review on the channel. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this on the audio side of things on your favorite podcast platform of your choice, please make sure that you follow us on that platform and you leave a 5-star review as well if you can. All of that is very much appreciated and very helpful to us. Of course, we'll be back next week with more reviews and our review of X-Men 97 in the weekend. But for now, that's all we have for you guys this week. And yeah, man, just... You guys, ants are not what's it called to be fucked around with. Cockroaches too. Cockroaches could live through a fucking nuclear meltdown, nuclear what's it called, a bomb.
And fallout, they get big enough to eat your face.
Yeah. So you know, next time you see an ant, instead of like killing it, just like, you know, toss it aside. You know. Now what's it called? Spiders? Fuck spiders. So yeah, let's just say, Brad. If they had a version of this with big ass spiders and they were like brown recluses, I think you have yourself a gold.
They're probably, Stacey, I think there's a movie with giant spiders and it's not just Harry Potter.
Yeah, but brown recluse in specifically, the flesh eating ones. Now that right there is a movie.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Brad, let's go ahead and
wait. What? You didn't do the patrons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you to our patrons. They make this possible. And without them, it's not possible. Of course, we love them so much. Brad, can you go ahead and tell them about our wonderful executive producer, Shane?
Yes, sir. You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at @thriftedIL or go buy something from the Suppy God at prisoncityvintage.com.
Damn straight. And with that said, guys, we'll go ahead and get your eyes out of here. Brad, send them out.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat today. Thank you to all our patrons out there, all our listeners. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, hide your sugar. Young Yoda out.